It's time once again for Radio's Theatre of the Wine.
Again?
Today featuring the Shakespeare classic, Julius Caesar.
Oh, we just did Shakespeare!
And Julius Caesar. Oh, God, I hate wearing a toga.
Oh, Shakespeare's so boring.
Oh, yeah.
Can't we do a Neil Simon play?
Look, it's Shakespeare or nothing, all right?
What about Romeo and Juliet, then?
Oh, that's been done to death!
If all you're going to do is complain, just forget about it. Get off the stage.
But theater is my life!
I can't hold a real job. I've got a bad back.
Can I go now?
Go, all of you, go. This has been Radio's Theater of the Wine.
You know, it is so hot on this stage. Can we just turn out those big, bright lights?
Now that is not a problem.
Oh, now it's too dark.
Yes, it's a shame, isn't it? Radio's Theater of the Wine, a Sniveling Thespian production.
Thanks for returning to great speeches and interviews on Acts of Sacramento and The Voice. I'm Steve Lerman. Coming up next, the rest of the Cesar Chavez Commonwealth Club speech. Cesar Chavez was an American farm worker, labor leader, and civil rights activist who co-founded the United Farm Workers Union.
The other trend that gives us hope is the monumental growth of Hispanic influence in this country. And what that means in increased population, increased social and economic clout, and increased political influence. South of the Sacramento River, Hispanics now make up more than 25% of the population. That figure will top 30% by the year 2000. There are now 1.1 million Spanish surnamed registered voters in California. In 1975, there were 200 Hispanic elected officials at all levels of government. In 1984, there are over 400 elected judges, city council members, mayors, and legislators. In light of these trends, it's absurd to believe or to suggest that we are going to go back in time as a union or as a people. The growers often try to blame the union for their problems, to lay their sins off on us, sins for which they only have themselves to blame. The growers only have themselves to blame as they begin to reap the harvest of decades of environmental damage they have brought upon the land. The pesticides, the herbicides, the soil fumigants, the fertilizers, the salt deposits from thoughtless irrigation, the ravages of years of unrestrained poisoning of our soil and water. Thousands of acres of land in California have already been irrevocably damaged by this wanton abuse of nature. Thousands more will be lost unless growers understand that dumping more and more poisons on the soil won't solve their problems on the short or on the long term. Health authorities in many San Joaquin Valley towns already warn young children and pregnant mothers not to drink the water because of nitrates from fertilizers which have poisoned the groundwater. The growers have only themselves to blame for an increasing demand by consumers for higher quality food. Food that isn't tainted by toxins. Food that doesn't result from plant mutations or chemicals that produce red, luscious looking tomatoes that taste like alfalfa. The growers are making the same mistake American automakers made in the 60s and 70s when they refused to produce small economical cars and open up the door to increase foreign competition. Growers only have themselves to blame for increasing attacks on their publicly financed handouts and government welfare. Water subsidies, mechanization research, huge subsidies for not growing crops. These special privileges came into being before the Supreme Court's one person, one vote decision at a time when rural lawmakers dominated the legislature and the Congress. Soon those handouts could be in jeopardy. As government searches for more revenue and as urban taxpayers take a closer look at farm programs and who they really benefit, the growers only have themselves to blame for the humiliation they have brought upon succeeding waves of immigrant groups that have sweated and sacrificed for 100 years to make this industry rich. For generations, they have subjugated entire races of dark-skinned farm workers. These are the sins of growers, not the farm workers. We didn't poison the land. We didn't open the door to imported produce. We didn't covet billions of dollars in government handouts. We didn't abuse and exploit the people who work the land. Today, the growers are like a punch-drunk old boxer who doesn't know he's past his prime. The times are changing. The political and social environment has changed. The chickens are coming home to roost, and the time to account for past sins is approaching. I am told these days farm workers should be discouraged and pessimistic. The Republicans control the governor's office and the White House. There is a concern conservative trend in the nation. Yet, we are filled with hope and encouragement. We have looked into the future, and the future is ours. History and inevitability are on our side. The farm workers and their children, and the Hispanics and their children are the future in California, and corporate growers are the past. Those politicians who ally themselves with the corporate growers and against farm workers and the Hispanics are in for a big surprise. They want to make their careers in politics. They want to hold power 20 and 30 years from now. But 20 and 30 years from now, in Modesto, in Salinas, in Fresno, in Bakersfield, in the Imperial Valley, and in many of the great cities of California, those communities will be dominated by farm workers and not by growers, by the children and grandchildren of farm workers and not by the children and grandchildren of growers. These trends are part of the forces of history which cannot be stopped. No person and no organization can resist them for very long. They are inevitable. Once social change begins, it cannot be reversed. You cannot uneducate the person who has learned to read. You cannot humiliate the person who feels pride. You cannot oppress the people who are not afraid anymore. Our opponents must understand that it's not just the union we have built. Unions, like other institutions, can come and go, but we're more than an institution. For nearly 20 years, our union has been on the cutting edge of a people's cause, and you cannot do away with an entire people, and you cannot stamp out a people's cause. Regardless of what the future holds for the union, regardless of what the future holds for farm workers, our accomplishments cannot be undone. Our cause doesn't have to be experienced twice. The consciousness and pride that were raised by our union are alive and thriving inside millions of young Hispanics who will never work on a farm. Like the other immigrant groups, the day will come when we win the economic and political rewards which are in keeping with our numbers in society. The day will come when the politicians will do the right thing for our people out of political necessity and not out of charity or idealism. That day may not come this year. That day may not come during this decade. But it will come someday, and when that day comes, we shall see the fulfillment of that passage from the book of Matthew in the New Testament. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And on that day, our nation shall fulfill its creed, and that fulfillment shall enrich us all. Thank you very much.
You can listen to great speeches and interviews on accesssacramento.org, or you can go to greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com.
Sure, yes, I know we're gonna walk, yeah, yeah. backsliders, oh, I want them I could do, yeah, yeah. When the tables turn,
yeah, yeah.
I want them I could do,
yeah, yeah.
When we hold the handle,
Ronald Reagan had been an actor, a governor, and a spokesman for 20 Mule Team Borax on television's Death Valley days. Now, at the age of 69, he becomes America's first actor president.
The economic ills we suffer have come upon us over several decades. They will not go away in days, weeks, or months, but they will go away. They will go away because we, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom. In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people. Well, if no one among us is capable of governing himself, then who among us has the capacity to govern someone else? All of us together, in and out of government, must bear the burden. The solutions we seek must be equitable, with no one group singled out to pay a higher price. We hear much of special interest groups. Well, our concern must be for a special interest group that has been too long neglected. It knows no sectional boundaries or ethnic and racial divisions, and it crosses political party lines. It is made up of men and women who raise our food, patrol our streets, man our mines and factories, teach our children, keep our homes, and heal us when we're sick. Professionals, industrialists, shopkeepers, clerks, cabbies, and truck drivers. They are, in short, we the people. This breed called Americans. Well, this administration's objective will be a healthy, vigorous, growing economy that provides equal opportunities for all Americans with no barriers born of bigotry or discrimination. Putting America back to work means putting all Americans back to work. Ending inflation means freeing all Americans from the terror of runaway living costs. All must share in the productive work of this new beginning, and all must share in the bounty of a revived economy. With the idealism and fair play which are the core of our system and our strength, we can have a strong and prosperous America at peace with itself and the world. All of us need to be reminded that the federal government did not create the states. The states created the federal government. Now, so there will be no misunderstanding, it's not my intention to do away with government. It is rather to make it work. Work with us, not over us. To stand by our side, not ride on our back. Government can and must provide opportunity, not smother it. Foster productivity, not stifle it. If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. It is no coincidence that our present troubles parallel and are proportionate to the intervention and intrusion in our lives that result from unnecessary and excessive growth of government. It is time for us to realize that we are too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams. We are not, as some would have us believe, doomed to an inevitable decline. I do not believe in a fate that will fall on us no matter what we do. I do believe in a fate that will fall on us if we do nothing. So with all the creative energy at our command, let us begin an era of national renewal. Let us renew our determination, our courage, and our strength. And let us renew our faith and our hope. We have every right to dream heroic dreams. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. You can see heroes every day going in and out of factory gates. Others, a handful in number, produce enough food to feed all of us and then the world beyond. You meet heroes across a counter, and they're on both sides of that counter. There are entrepreneurs with faith in themselves and faith in an idea who create new jobs, new wealth, and opportunity. There are individuals and families who take taxes, support the government, and whose voluntary gifts support church, charity, culture, art, and education. Their patriotism is quiet but deep. Their values sustain our national life. Now, I have used the words they and there in speaking of these heroes. I could say you and your, because I'm addressing the heroes of whom I speak, you, the citizens of this blessed land. Your dreams, your hopes, your goals are going to be the dreams, the hopes, and the goals of this administration, so help me God.
Lover just looks like a perfect fool. So you go running off in search of a perfect stranger. All the loneliness seems to spring from your life like a fountain from a pool. Fountain of sorrow, fountain of life. You've known the hollow sound of your own steps in flight. You've had to hide sometimes, but now you're all right. And it's good to see your smiling face tonight. Now for you and me, couple of changes behind you. And my lessons at love's pain and heartache school, where if you feel too free and you need something to remind you, there's this loneliness springing up from your life like a fountain from a pool. Sounds of your own steps in flight. You had to hide sometimes, but now you're all right. And it's good to see your smiling face tonight.
Happy days all here again. The skies above all clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days all here again. All together, shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world all about it now. Happy days all here again. Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. So long, sad times. So long, bad times. We are rid of you at last. Howdy, gay times. Cloudy, gray times. You are now a thing of the past.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together, shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
Somebody new. free. Why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? I'm crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. I'm crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
That's all, folks.